D-Day, the New South Wales Blues taking on the Queensland Maroons in the State of Origin decider at Suncorp. Let's hope it is Suncorp for the Queensland team. Suncorp Stadium. And the Blues aiming to win their first decider in Brisbane in 17 years. I didn't realise it was 17 years. Anyway, Queensland going in as the underdogs. I'll never like it when they're the underdogs. New South Wales are outright favourites to win the series. With his thoughts on tonight's game, joining me now, Knights legend and Blues assistant coach Danny Badiris. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, Rich. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks. Look, a bit of Knights news first. You're no doubt up with the fact that Graham Annesley, NRL head of football, has said that Latrell Mitchell should have been the one sent off and not David Clemmer in the clash on Friday night against the Rabbitohs. Were you of the same opinion?
Look, what we've seen over the last couple of years, there's a trend of probably players being able to run in, but I'm pretty sure they'll stamp that out now because they went pretty hard on that not long ago. But, yeah, there's been a few players running in now, but I'm sure they'll pick that up.
Yeah. Well, it's not often they backtrack and sort of apologise and say the bloke shouldn't have been sent off, but they've said that now. Okay, what's the atmosphere like in Brisbane? We know it gets pretty hostile sometimes with the Queenslanders. What's the feeling like?
Yeah, we're at just a quick little staff walk. We always do that at about 7:30, and, you know, it's game day, put it that way. There's a bit of heckling, sledging and all that sort of thing. And so, yeah, you can see where the Maroons are going with it all. They're definitely playing the underdog card and the sympathy card a little bit, but it's making dangerous in our, more dangerous in our eyes, and it's going to be an amazing night, and a tough night.
And look, both coaches, you know, Freddie Fittler and obviously Billy Slade are still playing ducks and drakes as to, you know, what the final team will be, but Fittler has named Jacob Safidi in the run-on side. How's he feeling about that now?
Yeah, he's been so good to watch Jacob in here, and especially his mum. They've said to present the jersey the other night was just so special. It's one of the big things about camp is just seeing the families come in and present the debutants with their jerseys. And, you know, Jacob's had a great week. And I think both teams, you know, right up to kickoff, you won't sort of know what's going on, especially Queensland with their halves. You know, we're not sure. We've just got to prepare for, you know, a couple of options that they might put in there, but we're not sure what they'll do.
Headline in the Newcastle Herald this morning is Jacob Safidi keen to smash Kalyn Ponga in the Origin decider if he can catch him.
Yeah, best of friends, worst of enemies. That's what it's about. That's Origin, isn't it?
So, yeah.
You know, and then a couple of days later, they're putting the same shirt on and running out together. It's an amazing spectacle, and that's what makes Origin, and now we're so privileged to have it in our game. It's all the best players going at it and representing their state.
Yeah. Look, a lot of people have written off with Queensland because they're minus Cameron Munster thanks to COVID. Who do you reckon will start as halfback for Queensland tonight?
Yeah, well, they've publicly come out and stated that Thomas Dearden will. Thomas Dearden's had a great year. They'll go with Ben Hunt in there just for another kicking option and start with Harry Grant at nine. So they're the couple of options that we'll probably see that could happen, but we've got to prepare for both.
And I dare say Chad Townsend has given you a little bit of, you know, background knowledge into Tom Dearden's playing techniques.
Yeah, definitely. But the coaches and, you know, all the analytics and all the stuff you have on them, you can make the story up about what they're good at as well, you know. So, you know, Chad put a little bit of icing on there. He's a really impressive guy, Chad. That's someone that's one thing about coming to camp as well. You see the way that other players prepare and help the other players prepare. Like Dale Finucane is, you know, grabbing as many people as he can and helping them out with whatever they want. And, you know, they're the guys you want in camp because to be successful, you need those guys that aren't playing tonight to be the best trainers. And we've had another good week.
Look, a lot of people talk about the Queensland spirit. I believe they're all being urged to channel Artie Beetson's spirit. It's, I think, 42 years since Artie Beetson famously led Queensland onto Lang Park and defeated New South Wales in that original game. The New South Wales camp doing the same, channeling the spirit of one of the players of the past?
Well, look, we've got plenty of reasons tonight, and, you know, the players have got plenty of reasons tonight. You know, Queensland have got that amazing history with Artie, and, you know, that's how Origin was born, so I'm sure they'll draw on that. Look, the Queenslanders have ridden right at the right spot. They know exactly where they are, and that's trying to get that underdog tag, and that's, you know, but we can't be ambushed on the fact of that. You know, we've got to probably the ambushes there ourselves. So, yeah, that makes for a fascinating night, and I'm sure a lot of people tune in for it.
Peter Sterling, I notice, has got involved. When somebody like Sterlo comes on board, what does he actually say to the players?
Yeah, well, it's just more the opportunity, I guess, and the privilege they have. And, you know, a lot of the old players are so good. They're so good. They don't know the players they want to probably hear about back in the day, but I just think they touch a couple of points on, you know, how the best time of their life and the things you don't get back, minutes, let alone games, you know. So they're the sort of things that the players come in, the true blues, they're called, they come in and, you know, the players just love it. And still, I was fantastic the other night.
You know what it's like to play up there, and you've captained New South Wales to a series win. How tough is it playing up there, particularly in a decider?
Yeah, as you said, it hasn't been done for a long time. So 17 years, it's obviously very difficult. But at the same time, you've got to take that out and eliminate that. It's a process of winning the game and going through it. The players prepare as well as they have. You know, for a long time, we've been super impressed with the last two games, how they've prepared. And, you know, that's what you can trust and go into the game with, is that part of their game is and the week is how they've prepared. So they'll perform tonight.
All right. What's the weather like? What's the conditions like at Suncorp?
Perfect. Perfect. It rained yesterday for both teams' captain's run, but it'll be a really fast track tonight. The sun's out. There'll be a bit of wind, which will get rid of the dew. So, just getting a staff photo here. This is our last one.
All right, I better let you go, mate.
No worries.
Good luck tonight. Don't come home if you lose, though.
No, that's right. We know that.
Thank you. All right, Danny Bedeiros, Blues Assistance Coach. And a reminder, you can hear all the action right here from 7 o'clock tonight. Mark Carroll, Manly player. I will be talking to Mark tomorrow morning with his thoughts on round 18 of the NRL. Mark Carroll and Joel Kane calling all the action right here. That's from 7 o'clock tonight. Go the Blues.